If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
A bit of analysis, just at least even looking at what's happened in the past 2 weeks. Sandy Leswana is political analyst. A very good evening and thank you so much for joining us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening to you, Carmelo, and to your listeners. Thank you.
Goodness, where do we begin since the last time you and I spoke? So we're here now, and I just want to quickly touch on what we've been discussing. Local government still having a problem. We were just talking about what's happening in the city of Ekurhuleni. I mean, your take on the politicking that's happening, obviously compromising a service delivery for the people of Ekurhuleni.
I listened to your interview, and obviously it was very gentle and gracious. But I think there is a question that is not answered properly at Ekurhuleni, which is, if we go into history of which plagued Johannesburg, when the DA and the ANC collaborated to remove a very good mayor, which was Herman Mashaba, in Johannesburg. And after that, it was chaos. A lot of ANC mayors died. In the process of time, Paul Pallas had disappeared from politics. It was chaos for a long time, but it was a collaboration without merit between the DA and the ANC. Today, Mashaba, to the extent that he leads Action SA, my mind is doing something very similar to what was done to him, and it didn't work well for the city of Johannesburg. They are doing a similar thing in Ekurhuleni, and we can only wonder what will be the fate of the residents in Ekurhuleni after this fiasco, because this fiasco has the potential to trigger other changes in the municipal sector, because there are other things that arise from this. There could be conflict in Johannesburg. There could be conflict all over because of this.
So let's then move to national elections coming up, obviously. But a lot has happened. MK party formation, they've taken each other to court on the logo. They've taken each other to court. And now we have the matter of the principal leader of MK member of MK party being someone who's either a qualified or not a qualified candidate. We'll hear what the electoral court has to say about that. But I want to talk about its introduction to our politics and what is likely to happen leading into the elections in May. Your assessment of whether the situation is volatile or not, particularly in KZN, because we have been hearing utterances of tension.
I think that the question about volatility, before we go to the general political question, The question about volatility, my inclination was that it would be that the situation in KZN is volatile. The situation is volatile between the IFP and the ANC. It's volatile kingdom. And then it's volatile between the ANC and the MK. I am not convinced that the advisors of the ANC, I'm hoping they've got proper marketing advisors and political strategy campaign advisors. But when I read that they are now going to deploy their own MK members to go and campaign in KZN on an MK ticket against MK, to me that adds uncertainty, especially uncertainty that is based on violence in KZN. I think that that would be the extent of volatility that we're talking about, the extent to which it can be violent. That would be my take on it.
And so when you look at, you know, how things are right now, particularly in KZN, your take on how either the IEC manages that environment and all the leaders are supposed to be managing that environment?
You see, The thing, Pamela, that we are confronted with in KZN needs expertise, to be sincere, a lot of it. Peggy Pele has not been able to stop political matters in KZN. And KZN is leading with political matters by far, let alone other types of matters and economic matters, violence and what have you. It will need a lot of expertise and dedicated capacity to say, in the next 10 weeks, are we able to contain that violence? I will confess this to you, that I think I had overestimated the extent to which KZN is peaceful in July 2021. I had not realized the amount of simmering violence. When it broke out, a lot of us thought that it was just a normal service delivery protest, normal discontent with unemployment. But in fact, it was a planned insurrection, if you want to call it that. But it was a political violence. So for any one of us, without proper intelligence to comment about how peaceful KZN is over the next 10 weeks, it would be reckless. And we don't even know if Ramaphosa and Mofumadi have actually got a plan and intelligence to contain, physically contain, whoever wants to actually start the violence in KZN. We don't know. We don't have confidence in our intelligence services right now.
So obviously, as I said, you know, we've got that case still in the electoral court, and MK quite adamant that their candidate should qualify to be their leader. And you know, the tone, as you can hear, is one where they are quite confident that they will win. Does that concern you? What does that mean for the body politic then, if and should they be proven to be wrong at the electoral court?
Yes, and they have a very good chance of being proved wrong, by the way. Taking a matter like this to court, for you to be confident that you are going to win, when we've received the report from the IEC and what rules they've applied, and there is a chance that they will lose this case. The MK will lose the case. So then the other thing that is a problem, which we are seeing all over, is that there is a number of people, including lawyers, including attorneys and advocates, who believe that even the existing constitution, the existing laws, are not really the laws that should be there. In other words, right now, even before these elections, before the constitution is written, they should be exempted from existing laws. So you have a culture of impunity and the disrespect for existing laws in South Africa that has been developing since 2005. Even changed the leader of the NPA so that Zuma could become president of this country. They closed down the Scorpion so that comrades could get away with criminal cases they had committed, etc., etc., etc. And that culture has been building momentum to say the laws that exist in the Republic need to be disregarded. And that is a dangerous culture. And that is where the intelligence services, as well as the special forces in the country and the task force of the SAPS, need to be on a state of high readiness to track anything that has the slightest smell of violence. It needs to be stopped by force and stopped completely.
Sanele Swana, thank you so much for your time. That's our political analyst.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.